News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today travel to West Bengal and Odisha to take stock of the situation in the wake of Cyclone Amphan wreaking havoc in the two states, said the Prime Minister's office. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee earlier on Thursday said she would ask Modi to visit the state and witness the devastation for himself. He will conduct aerial surveys and take part in review meetings where aspects of relief and rehabilitation will be discussed, the PMO said in a tweet on Thursday. Cyclone Amphan has left 72 people dead and thousands homeless in West Bengal, battering several parts of the state and washing away bridges and swamping low-lying areas. It also wreaked havoc in Odisha, damaging power and telecom infrastructure in several coastal districts. The extremely severe cyclonic storm has weakened and moved to Bangladesh, said the India Meteorological Department. The fiercest cyclone to hit Bengal in 100 years destroyed mud houses and crops and uprooted trees and electric poles. The Odisha government officials estimated that the cyclone has affected around 44.8 lakh people in the state. So far, as per the reports we have received, 72 people have died in the state due to Cyclone Amphan. Two districts, North and South 24 Parganas, are completely devastated. We have to rebuild those districts from scratch. I would urge the central government to extend all help to the state, said Banerjee after conducting a review meeting with officials. I will visit the affected areas very soon. The restoration work will start soon. A large part of North and South 24 Parganas and Kolkata are facing massive power cuts since last evening. Even telephone and mobile connections are down, she said. I've never witnessed such a fierce cyclone and destruction in my life. I would request Prime Minister Narendra Modi to come and visit Cyclone Amphan affected areas, she said, also announcing a compensation of Rs 2 lakh to Rs 2.5 lakh for the family members of each of the deceased. This will be Modi's first visit outside the national capital after the lockdown was imposed on the midnight of March 24. Sources in the government said Modi will first reach Bengal in the morning and then go to Odisha in the afternoon. Besides North and South 24 Parganas and Kolkata, the districts of East Midnapur and Howrah were the worst hit in Bengal as portions of several dilapidated buildings came crashing down in several places. The death toll included 17 from North 24 Parganas, 15 from Kolkata, 10 from Bashirhat and 4 from the South 24 Parganas Sundarban region, officials said. Senior officials of the state government said it was too early to estimate the exact death toll or damage to property, as the worst hit areas were still not accessible. In a series of tweets on Thursday, Modi said no stone will be left unturned in helping those affected by Cyclone Amphan. Have been seeing visuals from West Bengal on the devastation caused by Cyclone Amphan, he tweeted. India has proposed to Pakistan and Iran for a coordinated approach in dealing with alarming threat of fast increasing desert locusts in the region, official sources said on Thursday. The desert locusts are considered among the most devastating migratory pests, which posed serious threat to food security in several parts of the globe, including in Africa. The sources said India has proposed to Pakistan as well as to Iran for a coordinated response to deal with the desert locusts. However, Pakistan is yet to respond to India's proposal, while Iran communicated its readiness for a joint approach to contain the desert locusts. India has suggested to Pakistan that both countries coordinate locust control operations along the border and even offered to supply pesticides. The institutionalized mechanism of locust warning organization could be energized for such cooperation, sources said, sharing details of the Indian proposal. They said India has also offered to supply pesticide to Iran to contain spread of desert locusts in its Sistan-Balochistan and South Khorasan provinces. These efforts will contribute to mitigate the effect of the desert locusts, not only in these countries but also for India, the sources said. India has an existing institutionalized mechanism with Pakistan for cooperation in containing desert locusts, including border meetings between the locust officers of the two countries. The sources said adult groups of desert locusts are migrating to India from breeding areas in Balochistan as well as in Punjab province of Pakistan. In India, more adult groups and small swarms have arrived from Pakistan in the past weeks and moved east in Rajasthan, reaching Jodhpur, they said. And the mercury in the national capital soared to 42.7 degrees Celsius on Thursday, the highest so far this season, the weather department said. However, a mild relief is expected in the next 2 days due to an approaching western disturbance. The Palam Observatory recorded a maximum of 44.1 degrees Celsius, the highest among all weather stations. The Safdarjung Observatory, which provides representative figures for the city, recorded a high of 42.7 degrees Celsius, which was 3 notches above normal, the India Meteorological Department said. Kuldeep Srivastava, the head of the Regional Forecasting Centre of the IMD, said a heat wave is not likely in the next 2 to 3 days. So far, the city has not witnessed a heat wave this season. Weather experts have attributed it to frequent western disturbances. In large areas, a heat wave is declared when the maximum temperature is 45 degrees Celsius for 2 consecutive days, and severe heat wave is when the mercury touches the 47 degrees Celsius mark for 2 days on the trot. In small areas like the national capital, a heat wave is declared if the temperature soars to 45 degrees Celsius even for a day, according to the IMD. Brazilian police said Thursday that nearly 28 tons of marijuana had been seized hidden in corn in what authorities have called the biggest drug bust ever in the country. The Brazilian federal police say several packages of the drug were underneath the corn being carried in a truck that was stopped by officers on a highway in the southwestern state of Mato Grosso do Sul on Wednesday. Police say they had started monitoring the truck after suspicions were raised about its driver at a hotel in the city of Pontapura at the Brazilian border with Paraguay. Police say the driver alleged the truck was already loaded when he picked it up and was taking it to the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. The driver was arrested and will face drug trafficking charges. Police didn't immediately release any other details. Antarctica conjures images of an unbroken white wilderness, but blooms of algae are giving parts of the frozen continent an increasingly green tinge. Warming temperatures due to climate change are helping the formation and spread of green snow, and it is becoming so prolific in places that it is even visible from space, according to new research published this week. While the presence of algae in Antarctica was noted by long-ago expeditions, such as the one undertaken by British explorer Ernest Shackleton, its full extent was unknown. Now, using data collected over 2 years by the European Space Agency's Sentinel-2 satellite, together with on-the-ground observations, a research team from the University of Cambridge and the British Antarctic Survey have created the first map of the algae blooms on the Antarctic Peninsula coast. We now have a baseline of where the algal blooms are, and we can see whether the blooms will start increasing, as the models suggest, in the future, Matt Davey of the University of Cambridge's Department of Plant Sciences told Reuters. Mosses and lichens are considered the dominant photosynthetic organisms in Antarctica, but the new mapping found 1,679 separate algal blooms that are a key component in the continent's ability to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. The algal blooms in Antarctica are equivalent to about the amount of carbon that's being emitted by 875,000 average UK petrol car journeys, Davy said. That seems a lot, but in terms of the global carbon budget, it's insignificant. It does take up carbon from the atmosphere, but it won't make any serious dent in the amount of carbon dioxide being put in the atmosphere at the moment. Green is not the only splash of color in Antarctica. Researchers are now planning similar studies on red and orange algae, although it is proving harder to map from space. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.